Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, the 7th day of February, 2008. As always, working the keyboards like a lover.
Ooh, thank you.
Look at you over there, the master of the technology. That's Billy Flynn.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
I'll see what I can do.
Me, I'm just kind of sitting here being fat in my comfortable leather chair. I am the vicar.
Fine, I have to be the sad clown.
Because you just look sad.
Do I look like a sad clown today? All right, I'm sorry.
Happy.
I'll try to be happy. I haven't had my Red Bull this morning.
Is that what it is?
Haven't had it.
Nope. Really? So you're going without that too? You've quit smoking and now
quit Red Bull? Hell no, I'm not quitting Red Bull.
Okay,
I just only have one left. We went to, the Vicarious went to Costco a couple weeks ago and got the bulk, 70 Red Bulls or whatever the hell.
When you have so many of them, it's not as appealing, is it?
Well, no, it's just that I burned through them. I now have one left out of the 70.
Yeah?
Ooh. At first, I was bathing in it.
And in 2 weeks, that's not good.
Shut up, okay? Anyway, at first, I'm bathing in the stuff, man. I'm putting it in my car. I have so much, right? Instead of gas, I'm pouring it into the gas tank. Now that I have one, I'm being selective. Like, how tired am I this morning? Do I have to have my Red Bull? So, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't recently. Probably tomorrow, I'll burn it. This weekend, I'm actually going to have to go to Costco to get more. But this weekend, you know what tomorrow is, Billy?
Tomorrow is Friday.
Payday.
Oh, we get paid.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. All right, Thursday, 7th of February. Let's see what's on TV.
Let's do that very thing.
Can I go back and forth with this instead of all me and all you? Let's try that.
All right.
Survivor, baby.
Yeah.
CBS, the new Survivor, officially called Survivor Micronesia.
Ooh.
Fans versus, it's just like Nisha, but smaller.
Oh, okay.
Fans versus favorites.
Favoritos.
See, I always think Micronauts.
That would be cool.
You remember Ecroyer and Time Traveler and...
Hey, they even had their wonderful time where they fought Godzilla in the toys. They
Dude,
had
I
big
love
giant.
Micronauts.
Oh, that was good stuff.
But I don't think that's what it's about.
No, probably not. Tonight, ABC rerunning last week's season premiere of Lost, followed by the brand new episode of Lost. And
yes!
Oh my good, I love that show.
Well, how about also on ABC, the new Eli Stone? I still don't know what this is about, but
it's just a guy who sees George Michael in his mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, the description I have for Eli Stone... Eli is back from the Himalayas, where he scattered his dad's ashes. And now that Eli's back, his George Michael visions have returned.
Aw, so
what?
As long as he keeps seeing George Michael.
Okay.
I don't know how long that premise can last.
Yeah.
Tonight, CW's got a new Smallville. It's a brand new episode featuring not only the return of Green Arrow, but apparently Black Canary going to be in this episode.
Do we know who's playing Black Canary?
Somebody that can wear fishnets.
Well, I mean,
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can wear fishnets.
I didn't even know there was a new episode. Writer's strike. Who knows what's happening
anymore? Well, evidently, furthermore,
yep.
She's working for Lex Luthor.
Oh, no!
That's what I've heard.
Well, he's going to have to show her her naughty ways.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Mr.
Luthor. Tonight on AMC, American Movie Classics. It finally is an American Movie Classics. The Matrix is on this evening.
Did they ever make the Gatrix? I'm sure they did.
Oh, someone had to.
Somebody had to with Orifice, you know.
Oh, no. Just keep going. You're bad. You're a bad
Oh, me? Okay. Yes, MTV tonight, you got Randy Jackson.
Good stuff.
Randy's got a new dance show.
Oh!
If we're lucky, he's not wearing a shirt, and he's just jiggling Fred Berry style.
God. Hey!
It's called Randy Jackson Presents America's Best Dance Crew.
Yo, I feel it, dog. Discovery Channel tonight on Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam are going to look at what can happen. Could steel toe boots take your toes off? In the episode entitled Steel Toe Amputation.
Okay.
I hope there's some sort of anesthesia. Probably not.
Joyful. How about TBS tonight? One I liked, frankly. Mission Impossible 2.
The Scooby-Doo movie?
John Woo Electric Boogaloo.
Everybody pulling off rubber face masks.
I like that movie.
Turner Classic Movie showing 2001 A Space Odyssey followed by Lolita for all your Stanley Kubrick goodness. But tonight, more than anything else, we're probably flipping it over to the Disney Channel. Because tonight a teen learns she is the reincarnation of a Chinese warrior.
Oh my
tonight,
God!
Tonight, Brenda's song is Wendy Woo, Homecoming Warrior.
Woo woo woo. Woo woo.
In the hizzy.
Homecoming Warrior.
Yeah.
Violence at homecoming. Ah, it reminds me of my high school days.
You tried to put the corsage in the wrong place.
Yeah,
didn't
I don't
you?
Want to think about
bad,
that.
Bad, bad man. You're a bad, bad man.
All right, let
so
me mention...
TV's good tonight. That's cool.
The Late Late Show.
Really?
Tonight, Jon Favreau is on, so I'm guessing he's
going to be
talking...
he must be pimping up Iron Man.
Some Iron Man, yeah.
Did you see the Iron Man preview in the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't.
Dude.
Because I told you, I watched the very fast first quarter of the Super Bowl is all I watched. I went to bed.
It was a very quick spot, but it was a lot of new stuff. A lot of stuff showing the Mach 3 armor. And, you know, we did get to see the little, wrist rockets. Oh, dude.
I'm stoked, man. I'm Iron Man. I was not a huge Iron Man fan, although I think my favorite Mego doll.
Really?
Was Iron Man. Yeah. Probably because he was rare.
And you did call him a doll.
Yeah.
The rest of us did call them action figures.
I don't. Did we? In 1975, were we saying action figures?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely, we were.
He had the eyes were bad because they weren't just black like they should have been. You remember the eyes on the head on that doll?
You could
I'm
see
sorry.
Through?
Action figure. Yes, there were dots.
There were little dots.
But they were big dots. I mean, it made him look like he was wide-eyed and maniacal behind the
my
mask.
My pupils have been dilated.
Him and Falcon.
Falcon
probably
the
because of their no, my favorites.
Oh, I'm, that's,
they were my favorites. Him
I didn't
and
know if
Falcon
you were pointing out the physical improbabilities in these
probably
figures.
Due to their rarity. Him and Falcon are the figures that I liked.
Okay.
See, I'm saying action figures again.
I appreciate that.
A point being,
you could
John
just call
Favreau,
them Migos. Migos are their own thing. But John Favreau was on the Late Show.
Actually, you're right. Migo is now its own.
It is
like Kleenex
right.
or Crayola. Give me a box of Crayolas. Everybody knows what you mean.
I want some fish sticks. Wait, that's not the same at all.
Well, Late Late Show. Who the hell is that?
That's the guy that was on the Drew Carey Show that played the boss, Craig. I can't
Claiborne?
Remember his name. Maybe. Sounds right. I don't know.
I don't watch.
I'm not up that late.
As
and if I am, I'm out drinking.
As I alluded to a few minutes ago, I'm an early to bed guy, so I don't know these late
early
shows.
Early to bed,
so.
Early to rise.
Anyway, I know we're going long on TV, but I wanted to mention that because I like Jon Favreau anyway.
Hey, Jon Favreau's a cool guy.
I liked him in Daredevil, frankly.
Oh, we'll even have something to talk about with Jon Favreau tomorrow.
Oh,
how's that
hells
for teasing
yeah.
tomorrow's episode?
Hells yeah. All right, it's Thursday, so we're going to do some gaming talk too, right?
Yes.
All right, gaming talk, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Geek Radio Daily.
Spanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
The bank is on
the
fire!
The bank is on fire! The bank is on fire!
It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Rick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, now. Are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed. Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net. to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The Amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
This is Ray.
Sup?
Let's listen in as Ray hits on Sandra.
Excuse me, miss, but do you know karate? Because your body is kicking.
Now, let's listen to the same scene. Only this time, Ray is sporting a quality Geek Label t-shirt.
Yo, baby, I was wondering,
Damn.
Rejection.
What's up with that?
We can't really stop it.
Damn.
But we can outfit you in buttery smooth designs for geeks, gamers, and tech heads. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts.
Damn.
Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, 7th of February.
And ooh, it's Irish. 7th of February.
Oh, February.
Ooh, la. Yes.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. They've taken me pants. taken me pants again.
Is that your excuse? Goodness. I think you've been hanging around our buddy too much. That's
all right, it's Thursday.
There.
Let's see if we get anything going on gaming-wise, dude.
Gaming-wise. See, the games technically come out on Wednesday, but sometimes they ship and take a little longer. So today,
besides which Wednesdays we talk comics anyway.
Exactly. And that's more important in the grand scheme of life. Devil May Cry 4 is out today. This means nothing to you because you've never played any of the other three there.
Dude, I am so video game ignorant.
Well,
you know that. I don't play. I have an Xbox, an old school Xbox. I'm in the middle of three games still that I, for 2 years, I haven't been able to get past the board I'm on.
And that just makes you quit?
I just stop.
You're a quitter.
I stop and I read Jane Austen.
Okay.
Sad.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's out for all systems, as is Turok. The new episode of Turok, the Dinosaur Hunter is how it was originally called. This time, our hero Joseph Turok travels to a planet populated by soldiers, dinosaurs, and other vicious creatures that mean him harm in order to take down a war criminal.
Now, this is out yesterday?
Out yesterday.
Released yesterday, okay.
Yes, it was. As is the Spiderwick Chronicles game based on the book, based on the movie, based on the movie, based on the book. That's how that is. So the game based on the movie, which is based on the book, that is out for all of you, for you fun kids.
Are movie video games always bad?
Not always. Up until very recently, they were, much like video game movies, until not that far in the past.
Because I told you, next week coming out, it's the Girly Girl weekend for Valentine's, and they're releasing the other Boleyn Girl, which I want to go see. That I would play.
Really?
Yes.
As a game?
The Henry VIII game, yes.
I don't want to know what
the
kind
Henry VIII game.
Okay. The Sins of Solar Empire, for all you PC gamers, a real-time space strategy from the good folks at Stardock. For your handheld entertainment options, Assassin's Creed Altair's Chronicles is on the Nintendo DS. It's, you know, you're set in 1191, the Third Crusade tearing apart the Holy Land, and you get to be an assassin who gets to do run across rooftops, kill people, whatever you want to do.
See, I like that.
Fun stuff. You know what else you'd probably like? You and the wife could get together on?
Yeah.
Karaoke Revolution presents American Idol Encore.
Hey!
You could sing American Idol style.
We could do it,
baby! That would make you a happy couple. And for the fun Nintendo, on their virtual console, they have Operation Wolf, which was one of these, you know, light gun games from back in the day in the arcade we used to plunk quarters in all the time. I know there's a lot more crap that's out there, too, but really, that's probably about the highlights of the week.
Pretty much nobody's releasing anything for old-school, hamster-driven Xbox, plain old Xbox anymore, are they?
No. No. You're going to have to look for some third-party publishers and some people that want to do that kind of stuff.
I know. Or special antenna. Well, I don't have a DVD burner, though.
Oh!
Didn't we discuss that? I got to have a DVD burner.
You do need a DVD burner.
Wait. The Vicarious's new laptop has a DVD burner.
There you go.
It just occurred to me. So if I buy some blank DVDs...
You could burn some games on her computer, and if it comes down to it, implicate her when the time comes.
I like it.
You thought you would.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Man.
Cool. You want to do some Geek Radio Daily News?
Absolutely.
What you got,
Holmes? Radio Daily News. Well, my friend Andrew Spence of the Royal Veterinary College has been studying the aeronautics of the Kalugos flight. That's like a little tree monkey. A little tree monkey.
Okay.
He's created a backpack to attach to the animals that can help record the specifics about their flight. The backpack uses an accelerometer. Wow.
Is it like a jetpack? A monkey jetpack? That's awesome!
It's kind of like what's used in a Nintendo Wii controller. It's got a memory chip similar to an iPod, and the backpack could feel and record all the movements of the animal while it's wearing it. The scientists installed the backpacks on several of them and noticed the animals in the... and what they did during the day, and they believe their work can help aeronautical engineers. He says, Spence says, quote, despite being common throughout their natural range, the Malayan Kalugo is quite poorly understood because it's hard to measure about an animal that moves around at night, lives 30 meters up in trees, and can glide 100 meters away. The new sensing backpack will get that and give scientists more information about flight.
But can you put, like, rocket launchers on it?
Oh, I think you can attach a rocket launcher to anything.
Awesome.
Wouldn't it?
I'm going to fly. Right. Listen, from IGN UK, Age of Conan, you know, the multiplayer Conan
the
video
pit.
Game,
yeah.
The one that the I want to play. Censored in Germany, but in the U.S., we still get nipples.
Really?
Yes.
What, Germany?
Thought you should know this. The developer of the highly anticipated Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures recently clarified some censorship issues. The long and short of this is it's really violent and there's a lot of nakedness in it. In Germany...
They got completely naked... breasted women on like their steins.
German What's version will be shorn of several aspects of in-game violence, including dismemberment, decapitation, and over-the-top fatalities. Other European territories treated to an uncut 18-rated version, resplendent with gore, nipples, and etc. The U.S. game rated M for mature, but N for no nipples, a massive omission for a Conan game.
That's just wrong. Because, so. You know, all the people back in the Hyborian Age were making sure they were covering up their jubbly bits.
According to Funcom, the manufacturer already 500,000 people signed up to become members of Age of Conan community.
Already? Yeah. Wow. At the Warner Middle School in Farmington Hills, Michigan, a fire broke out in a young boy's pants.
Oh, no!
According to police, he had a PlayStation Portable, a PSP, in his pocket. It overheated... and exploded, burning a hole in his pocket and causing minor burns on his legs. A teacher at the school managed to separate the boy from his gaming system, after which a lockdown was instituted at the school to facilitate emergency personnel reaching the injured young man, whose burns were treated on school grounds before being transported to a local hospital. They're currently investigating, police says, the cause of the PSP's malfunction. I say it's because it's Sony, but we're going to find out. In the meantime, you might want to think about, you know, keeping your dog or something away from your back pocket, or maybe just have back pockets lined with asbestos. That would be really cool. Anyway, what I'm saying is I know that video games are hot, and that's not the joke I'm making. What I'm saying is that I'm glad for once that it wasn't a teacher that was responsible for a fire in a young boy's pants.
Oh, damn.
In this day and age, Oh, my goodness, because, you know, there's...
I want drawers made of asbestos.
Do you?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
It's too late now.
It breathes.
You could have used that for birth control purposes, but you've already breeded, my
dude,
friend.
Dude, I am my own birth control. Hey, a clarification, by the way, on my story, because I was thinking that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
The headline says U.S. keeps its nipples. So the clarification, was the original ruling.
The headline is what?
Age of Conan censored in Germany while U.S. keeps its nipples.
That's a good name for a band or something.
And then the story said it wouldn't have any, but here we go. This is the clarification, okay?
Right.
The U.S. will enjoy nipple action, but no full nudity.
Okay?
So there we go.
Wrong.
I think that's going to do us for the day. Don't you think so, sir?
I believe
for,
so.
Geek
Bring
Radio
our nipples back.
Daily, I agree, for this Thursday, 7th of February. Geek Radio Daily, production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded in the WRAR-FM worldwide studio headquarters high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com and be sure to subscribe via iTunes or your favorite podcatcher.
Thank you for stopping by.
Woohoo!
Stay classy, San Diego.
Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?